please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82 at aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Welcome, everyone. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. The sun has risen despite what has taken place in the United States yesterday, and we're going to move ahead regardless of the situation. We're going to take a little break and wait until get our callers so we can discuss where we go from here after yesterday's election.
Oh,
Media Network. Another day has risen, the sun has risen, and we're getting ready to deal with the situation at hand. Kathy, how you doing out there?
I'm feeling great, James. Feeling great.
All right, Kathy. California ain't fell off in the ocean yet, has it?
No, and it's not going to fall off either.
I knew you were going to say that, Kathy. I know you always have faith that we're going to get through this thing. And but just let me ask you this. Were you surprised at what happened?
You know what? I wasn't surprised. No, I was not surprised.
I tell you what, I was in depression. I couldn't go to sleep. I wanted to go to sleep and wake up out of the nightmare, but I couldn't go to sleep. You know, I ain't a great sleeper anyway, but boy, that was a serious nightmare last night around 9 o'clock when those battleground states weren't falling into place. But I'm in good spirits today, and what I mean by good spirits, I know that we're going to make it through. And I'm just going to keep my eye on seeing what happens to see what the reality of a Donald Trump as president is actually going to be.
And that's all we can do. You know, we got to give the man a chance. He's there now. All we should do is watch and pray. Watch and pray.
You know, you're exactly right. You know, we have to stand on what we've always stood on, our faith and our commitment and our beliefs. And we got to do what we need to do. You know, I think it sends a message to us as people of color. You know, we got to get our act together when it comes to politics. We got to get we have some things we got to get done. We have to spend some time and money and put ourselves in the right position to make sure that our voices are heard in a way that people don't mistake what it is that we're about.
Yeah, but I think our voices are still being heard. But I think a lot of people just wanted something different, James, you know. And so many things have transitioned within the last 15 years, you know. And when President Barack Obama came in, you know, we were looking for this big change. We were looking for a lot of things to happen for us as African Americans and also as individual people. And we didn't see as much as we thought we were going to see, even though he did do the Obamacare. There were some other things that happened that I know I wasn't pleased with, but, you know, and I know a lot of other people that wasn't pleased with it. So, you know, throughout that 8 years, we were, you know, it's like we were teeter-tottering from side to side on different things that were actually going on and things that were being passed. You know, so I think a lot of people just wanted a change. And even when he came in, we were looking for a change. And so at the end of President Obama's term, there people were looking for a change. And so, you know, now we're going to see what this man is going to do for the next 4 years. Hopefully we will see a great change, you know. And we were reading this morning in the Bible about Paul and how before his name was Paul, it was Saul, and he used to go out and kill the Christians. But because of the prayer of the people, God changed his heart. And I believe that God can change this man's heart as well. You know, nothing is impossible with God.
Well, we might see, but I tell you, Kathy, I just believe that white America was bound and determined and so full of unhappiness that they just did not want what was best for the nation. They wanted what they thought was going to be best, their best interest. And I just feel like we will see how this all turns out. You know, but we have to remember as Americans and people of color, we done been through the storms, and we're going to last this storm as well. But we're going to see how they enjoy the storm if it indeed happens. And I'm going to sit back and observe. And you know my voice is going to be heard on this show every day related to how he's doing. And we're going to see what's going to happen, you know, see if all those things he said come to pass. Because I don't believe there's no wall going to be built, and I don't believe that Obamacare is going to be replaced. And certainly they don't have any plans of replacing it with anything that will have the impact that Obamacare has had. We have had millions and millions of people who are now having insurance who didn't have it before. So what are you going to do, take the insurance away from these people? And we'll just see what happens. You know, you can say one thing with your mouth before the race, but it's a whole other thing after that. And so we're going to take that in consideration. We got a few other people on the line, Kathy. You stay there, and we're going to continue the conversation. Joyce, are you there? Are you with me, Joyce?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. What are your? I know, Joyce, you had a bad night. How was your night, Joyce?
Well, I told you it was going to be a little devastating. It wasn't a sure thing like everybody thought that it would be. I kind of knew that it was in trouble a little bit when she canceled the celebration a day prior to. And then I think with the FBI investigation, but what's the monkey that really bent everything over is when people opened up their mail and saw that their health care had gone up 30%. That was the blow that killed the Campbell's back right there. I feel that she would have been a change because she was a female. It would have been a female point of view. I think her sisterhood failed her, and they failed her dearly. One thing about men, in particular the white together, and on CNN they indicated, the news reporters stated that this was the opportunity for the white men to show that they still in control. That came on CNN news. It was something. As far as the Obamacare, that will be shut down. As a matter of fact, they're working on that now. This Ryan guy came on today and said that they had the votes in both of the House now that they have control, and all it's going to take is for that to go up to the president when he gets elected, Trump, and they will overthrow the health care, the Obamacare. They will knock down his legacy on that. But what we can say that he did do some other things. He can say one of his legacy that they cannot take away from him is that he took care of Hussein. He got him, and he did something that no other president was able to do, but he did it. So that was done on his watch that they would never be able to take away from him. So it's going to be scary. I'm just in shock. I'm just in plain shock. It's just been devastated to me. I know how she feel because I can imagine. I know how bad I feel. I know it took a lot of courage for her to get up there and give her speech the way that she did. She's a tough lady, and I admire her a lot.
You know, I felt the same way last night. I felt like we really did Hillary a disservice. She has been there through thick and thin for us as a nation. And anytime anybody does anything, there are going to be people who have some criticism. And so certainly when you work for 30 years, there are going to be mistakes that you made and people who sat back and fat-catted and did nothing can easily point fingers. And I just believe that Donald Trump is going to show his true colors. I know we're going to wait and hope for the best, but the fact is that if he is not going to be able to move past what is truly in his spirit. So we're going to look and be patient. We're going to look and see what steps that he takes, and we're going to do what we've been doing for the last year, making sure our voices are heard as we see the things going on. I know that I'm not going to remain quiet at all, and I hope those of you in my audience won't remain quiet. And as we see things, we'll call it as it is. If he does something positive, I certainly will not take it away from him. But if it's negative steps are taken, I have to make sure that our voices are heard, and I certainly have pain in my heart, not only for America, but for Hillary as well. Kathy, what is it you're feeling? You've been almost 24 hours. We're getting close to 24 hours. What was the thoughts of some of the people on the West Coast?
A little bit of like of what you guys are saying, how they're disappointed and there's not going to be any change and way we're damned and all that. But you know what, as a believer, I know that God is in control. I know that God is able to do anything but fail, and I'm not going to trust in man. I'm going to put my trust in God. And if God allows this man to come into office, there has to be a reason. You know, the Bible talks about those in authority. I was just reading out of the book of Romans, I believe it was, and that is Romans 13:1, and it says, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God. And those in position of authority have been placed there by God. And as a believer, you know, we can't side with the world, because the world is going to say all kind of things. The world is going to be mad, upset, and, you know, everything. I mean, just out of the norm. But as a believer, we have to pray. We have to know that God is going to take care of everything, that he's going to protect us, and he's given us peace. And he says that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And that's what we have to walk in. We have to walk in the peace that God has given us. And I know, you know, from his past, you know, he said all these things, but then we have to allow the time to go by to see what's going to happen. And we have to continue to pray. We must pray, because the Bible says to pray without ceasing. That means every time we think about that man, if he we want to say something bad, Lord, touch his heart right now. Lord, you know what he needs. You know, we have to do that, because if we don't do it, the non-believers are not going to do it. You know, so we have to do it, and we have to come together on one accord to do this, to make the change, to have the change.
Well, you know, we have to come to grips with, there are a few things that we need to come to grips with and understand that there has never, I'm not sure in my lifetime, has any party won three elections in a row related to the presidency. So that in itself is a difficult thing to do. I recognize and believe that the Democratic Party has some work to do. I recognize and believe that African Americans have to question their commitment to the political process, and what steps should we take to make sure that the things that we want are guaranteed by whoever is in office. And I just hope and pray that we understand that we cannot remain in the same place. We can't have the same commitment. We have to make sure that we demand that our voices be heard, and that we galvanize those people who are with us and our forces in a way that we make sure that we have a statement to be made. You know, we have to understand, I don't know, I'm not sure in my lifetime or during my time that I've been voting that a Democratic or a Republican party has won three times in a row. Joyce, have you ever seen that happen?
I can't think of anything that has taken place to my knowledge. I'm sure it has, but it's something that I can't that I can't recall.
And we just, you know, and I know that Kathy and Joyce, you too as well, talked about what it is that we have to do and the steps that we have to take to come together and become a force. So certainly we got to think about where do we go from here? You know, we don't want to go backwards. We need to make sure that Donald Trump is not able to erode any of the rights that we have presently. And so now I guess we have to look to the midterm election to see if we can get back the House and the Senate. And what I don't want to happen is I don't want the Democratic Party to be the blocking party either. If he puts forth something that is good for the country, then I want them to support it. But if it's not, then I don't want them to support it. But I don't want them to just stand in the way. Just for the sake of standing in the way. I don't want to do it the way the Republican Party did it, while they tried to block everything that Barack Obama tried to do.
Well, the Democratic Party is not in a position to do that anyway. They don't have the numbers to do that. But what I think that should happen now is that the minority should really unite.
And when I say minorities, I mean the Somalis that he ridiculed from Minnesota that he was so harsh on, the Mexican and the blacks. I think we really need, we can be a force if we unite together as one. You know, we're stronger in strength in numbers instead of different minorities fighting for different causes. We should unite together as one and fight for the unity cause. Cause for everyone to have the type of equality, because in a way we all have our different plights, you know, that what they're separating us from really being one and one force. I think that's what needs to be done that has not happened in the past. One thing that Hillary did say in her speech, and it got me to thinking that that's a possibility, we may see a female in power sooner than we think, when she indicated that she wasn't able to do it, but that's a possibility that we may see one and sooner than we think. I'm thinking about Michelle Obama in 4 years. I think she has to be strengthened in numbers. I really think that she can really make this country move, and she can come back and whatever they strike down that her husband did, that she can come back and rebuild that and make it stronger.
Wow, wouldn't that be exciting to have her decide to change her mind related to getting involved in politics? That would be an awesome thing.
You heard it here
first. Let's go back to the phone. You sure did. Let's go back to
you
the phone.
You heard it here first.
913-9138. Give us your name and where you're calling from. 9138.
Lorenzo, calling from Orlando, Florida.
All right, Lorenzo, tell us what it is you're thinking right now about what happened yesterday. The sun came up. What are your thoughts about where we stand right now?
I'm a little confused on the whole thing. I'm really thinking that something's going to come up later on down the line about this election and the count. I mean, I sat up and watched the whole thing going up and down, and all those polls that Hillary was leading in suddenly wasn't no more leads, and it was Donald Trump leading in them. I'm is the polls right? Is the polls true? Is it going to come out somewhere down the line that it was rigged? And, you know, I was almost fearful to see that Donald Trump won the thing, you know what I mean? And it's still kind of fearful that he won the thing, because as I passed by a young school today, a middle school today, they usually have one police officer, you know, on guard for the kids. And this is a middle school. And today they had 9 Orange County Sheriff cars out there, 9 of them, in a middle school. So somewhere along the line, somebody knows or that something is bound or getting ready to explode beyond this election. I wanted Hillary to win it, but it was really hers to lose it. You know what I mean? So, I just like a fair thing. You know what I mean? And I'm all for the Democrats, and I'm just waiting to sit. I'm sitting back waiting to see what's going to happen, though, to tell you the truth, because I don't want to speak bad on something that might turn out to be good, but I just can't see anything good as of right now that's going to happen from this new president we got here.
Well, Lorenzo, you know, I think what we have to do now is recognize that we have to get ourselves prepared and ready to move our commitment to politics to the next level. We have to participate. We can't wait till 4 years from now. We have to put together a plan and see what's going on and be a part of politics every year, not just when it comes time to vote. Right now we need to think about midterm elections in 2 years, and I hope that there are people out there who are going to decide to run for the House and the Senate and give us an opportunity to win back some seats in both of those places. We need to look at the governor's race. I was really disappointed to see how lopsided the governor's race is. I don't even think we have less than 20 Democratic governors. And so, obviously, there's a lot of work the Democratic Party needs to do in positioning themselves and make sure that people fully understand what it is we're committed to and how we want to support the United States and the people in the United States. So it's a, you know, it's a new day. We got to wake up and lick our wounds. And like Cassie says, hope for the best. We don't want to, if indeed Donald Trump is the best person, we want to give him an opportunity to show that. We do not want to block anything that he wants to do that might be in the best interest of our country. So I don't want to behave like the Republicans behave. I just want to sit back and listen, watch what he does, watch his behavior, and make sure that we have we're ready to make a statement about the things that he's doing. And so that's what I think is important. So like Cassie said, you know, we ought to be ready and prepared to give him an opportunity. Let him have his grace period. Let's see what he's actually going to do. You know, what you say on the campaign is a lot different than what you do when you're in office. So now he's in office. We'll see what happens. So I'm with you on that, Kathy. I'm going to be patient. And we're going to let you, we're going to follow your lead.
Follow God's lead, not mine.
You know, the funny thing about it is even so now, his taxes haven't came out yet. So what happens if his taxes come out and we find out he's been doing a whole bunch of business with Russia? Where we go from there? While we sitting back waiting, what can we do? Or what happened from that point? You know what I mean?
What people are going to say. Are they going to continue to demand to see his taxes? Cassie, what are your thoughts? Do you think we ought to let it go, or should we continue to demand the opportunity to see his taxes?
Well, once we get to that particular point or situation, then we can bring it up. But right now, we don't know what's what. We should pray. That's what I say. We should pray. That's what I say. Just pray. And no use in us getting headaches, going into depression or stress over something we have no control over. But if we pray, the peace of God will overtake us, and we can make it through this thing. If they come up, then that's when the discussion should come up. Who's going to attack that once it comes up? But right now, you know, this is day one. Let's see what happens down the line.
I think it's
going to come up sooner than we think, because he has a couple of cases that are coming up, and more than likely that is also going to come up too with his taxes. He got a lawsuit about the school that he stole all the money. There's another couple of lawsuits about him doing bad businesses, and there's no way that you're going to have all these other people, everyone in the United States, you, me, everybody shows their taxes and not let him see his. They've indicated that he did not pay taxes and that he filed bankruptcy, then turned around and kept the money for 8 years. So he has to show his books, because this would be one way of showing who he really is. You don't want a dishonest president there who has been running game and using the same people who on the backbone of this country been making that the country work, and make him different just because he's the president. I think that sooner that he show who he is there, that's a part of healing too, because that's showing the respect, and this way you can gain the people's feeling as to how they really feel about you to determine whether or not you're honest person.
Well, okay, we're at the halfway point. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation related to this new day. Donald Trump is now president of the United States of America.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season.
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
To see my seed.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season. For grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Everything is working
together
for my good. Sing it again. Everything is working
together
for my good. I want you to say this tonight, real simple. Say,
Network. Welcome back, everybody. This is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had So Good Sports Media Network. All right, Regina, I see you're out there. How are you feeling today, Regina? The sun has rose again, and we had this opportunity to get through this new day and this new time. Where do the Democrats go from here?
We move forward. We move forward. We live in a democracy, and the democracy has spoken. We will continue to live in a democracy, and one person cannot run the entire show. There are things that Trump may want to do, but because many of the politicians will want to also get back into office, they're not going to uphold some of the things that he may want to do that might be detrimental. So we just move forward. We continue to try to rally, to stay together, and take note from what's happened. Many of the people who voted for Donald Trump were non-college white males. And I used to make a joke about telling you all that they were going to come out the hills on the truck. And I literally saw that yesterday here in South Carolina. Well, we got to come together just as they did. They knew what it took, what it would take, and they did it, and they achieved their goal. Take lesson, move forward, and keep moving forward.
You know, I want to, I suggested before you came on the line that we need our party to listen to what his proposals are, to evaluate if they're in the best interest of our nation, and not to block them if indeed they will help us as a country. But same time, I want them to be as able as possible to come together and move forward and make policies that help the people. I do not want them to do the same thing that the Republican Party did the last 8 years with Barack Obama. What are your thoughts about that? You know, how do you want the Democrats who are in the House and the Senate to behave under his regime?
Well, they are actually the Republicans. I believe they have both the House and the Senate. So all I can say is we have to see what's going to occur and express our opinions about it. And what we also have to realize is that some of these things that we're worried will hurt us will not only hurt people of color, but it will also hurt poor Caucasian people. Those are the same people who put him in office, and those are the ones who will take him out of office if he hurts them financially. So, I don't know. I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to watch the show.
Well, you know, your statement is true. And one of the things we're going to see take place is how many people, if they appeal Obamacare and take it away, what will we have? What will they put in place of it? A lot of the people who now have insurance, will they be having insurance at all? So this is going to be something to watch. But I really believe a lot of things he professed that he was going to do while he was running the office, he's going to see that it's not as easy as he thinks about getting that stuff put through once he becomes president.
It sure won't be. It will not be as easy as he thought it would be. And there are going to be some people around him. He's not stupid now. He's not stupid. He may speak his mind, but he understands that he's going to have to be more savvy than he has been to get some of these things pushed across. I mean, I'm not worried. When I got up this morning, I still had to wash clothes. I still had to go to work. Nothing has changed for me yet.
Well, I think people of color have always dealt with adversity, and we're going to deal with this adversity as well. So we're going to see how it all plays out. We're going to see if Donald Trump is who they wanted. Donald Trump is who white America wanted. Now they have him, and we'll see if he's a real deal, if he is truly what is best for the country. And I see that you are, Regina, in Cassie's camp, that you got faith, and you she is continuing to tell us to have faith, that God is in charge, and I'm going to try to embrace that. So I see that you and Kathy are on the same page, so I'm going to try to turn to that page as well. But I want y'all to know I'm going to be watching him. I'm going to put him under microscope, and as soon as he step out of place, I'm going to call a spade, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Okay, so he steps out of place. You call a spade, and what's going to happen?
Well,
this
will be a platform that we use to make sure we have our voices heard. We're going to continue to do the same things we've always done. You know what I'm saying? We need to make sure that we support the Democratic Party. I'm going to talk about our support not only during presidential elections, but we need to talk about what we're going to do during the midterm elections. We're going to talk about who we're going to vote into office to replace the those people in Congress, and so that we have an opportunity to support the kinds of things that the Democrat people want to support.
Well, you know, James, I believe one thing that is the thing that's coming out of this is that in the next 4 years or 8 years, then we will either have our first Hispanic president or we will have our first female of color president. Because they
got
their...
Who might that first female of color president be?
It just may be
Michelle Obama.
They
told him that earlier today. I said that. I'm calling it.
Oh, you already called that, Kathy?
I called it
Regina.
This before you got on the phone. I told him that. Hillary
That's
said
good.
It in her speech.
Yeah.
She said it. Hillary said it in a speech that we might see it sooner than that glass ceiling broken sooner than we think that we would see it.
That's
sending
right.
a message.
That's right.
Y'all better start twisting Michelle Obama's arm right now, because that ain't the direction she says she's going.
What's going to happen is that we won't have to twist it, because once they start knocking down his platform, particularly the Obamacare, she's going to make it her business to get back in there and correct all of those mistakes.
That's right. You don't mess with a black woman's man.
Hello.
Lorenzo, what are your thoughts about that? Lorenzo, can you support Michelle Obama as the first female president?
What?
Yeah,
I'm ready to get t-shirts made.
Yeah, I would definitely support Michelle Obama. Because if it ain't her, then what are we going to have, the first black president, Kanye West? You know, I think they need to – I think it's got to be some kind of criteria to this, becoming a president or becoming any that's going to be over a group of people in the political world. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has no political background. Now he's president because he's a good businessman. You know, now Kanye West want to run for president, and he got a right to now. If we can elect Donald Trump because he got a popularity votes, you know, Kanye West, who's going to stop Kanye West from getting all the rappers and everybody who's into his music to vote for him? What, we're going to have Beyonce go next, Kanye, Jay-Z go there? You know, I mean, it's got to be some kind of criteria for this thing. And I got faith in God, you know what I mean, that he going to make this thing go right. But I think faith without work is dead too. But we need that House and that Senate to work with the president, because Obama, he couldn't do it all by himself. He did the best he could do. But if he had help from Senate, the House, they fought that man on everything. Everything he did, they fought and went against it. Whether it was a good thing, the right thing, they fought against it. So how can he be a great president with everybody fighting him? Like you said, the president can't make all decisions by himself, because they can be vetoed or they can go against him. And that's what they did to Obama. They tried to make his life a living hell. Even though he did 8 years, that's why his hair is so great. It should have been so smooth. We got all these smart politicians out there, and none of them gave advice to Obama. He had to take his own answers, his own advice, and try to make it work with all of them against him. You know, that's the part I want to see in the House, is we all work together. You know what I mean? We know Donald Trump ain't got no answers to nothing. So he's going to be seeking answers from Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and whoever he can get it from. And I just hope that we all support him and give him the support that he wants, and he do the right thing, and the right thing comes out of his presidency.
You know, I think as a people, people of color and African Americans really want what's best for the country. And I think we're open enough to allow him to have a period of what they call the honeymoon period, and let him have a chance to see if it works. But I'm going to hold him to that, you know, better schools. We want to see. We don't say, okay, now you got your chance. We want to see if our schools get better, if crime goes down, if new jobs come to America, you got your chance now. So don't be huffing and puffing or backing up off what you said. You said give you a chance. America, the white America gave you a chance, and let's see what happens.
And in fact, he asked the African Americans, what do you have to lose? So we showed you, or now you show us, what did we have? We didn't have anything to lose, and let's make it great.
And exactly right. What does great make America great again mean? Will all the lives of all Americans get better, or the lives of those you select? So we're going to see. And again, I'm not going to wish nothing bad on him or wish anything. I don't want to wish anything bad on America at all. So I want to see it get better. So if it's going to get better, but I want to see it get better for all of us and not just a select few.
Yeah, I agree. Like what Obama was doing, and a lot of people don't even talk about it, but I mean, he was taking people off death penalty, getting people sentences reduced that had 30, 40, 50 years that was never going to see daylight again. He got all of them people free walking on the streets today. People ain't even talk. That's character. And that's why I was saying about these people with political backgrounds. Who is Donald Trump's character? Because all you see is his character is tarnished. But now he's our president. You know what I mean? I think character goes a long way. Even that's why I be saying about the taxes. Yeah, I mean, sure, they're going to push it to the side. But that's character flaws. You know, people done did prison time behind their taxes, and yet he found a loophole and walked through it, and he don't do no time. You ask some people who done been in prison behind their taxes how they feel about Donald Trump right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I ain't going to play I'm not going to give him a gracious period on this. And then also,
right.
You know what I mean? What is his business with Putin? What if we found out that he is doing business with Putin? Putin is like another person that just kills people, and we found out that his character is that's his partner. And what now that he's president, we can't do nothing but sit back and watch and have faith. But I still say it's got to be some work got to be done, and the work got to be we got to discover who we got as our president of the United States character. Who is this man besides a rich person that knows how to find loopholes and make money? Who is Donald Trump? Because all I remember is from the Central killings in New York in 1985. He still to this day said them black boys are still being prison who didn't even do the crime. What does that tell you? If these black boys said who didn't do the crime, them boys spent 18, 19 years in prison, and Donald Trump was the main person behind that, and he's saying today they still should be in prison. An innocent man should still be in prison? How do you justify, how do you put that in anything? If he said innocent man should be in prison, what does he care about us? Or any of us? So that's
well,
my thing.
Not
is,
to
like,
mention
who
how,
is Donald Trump?
Yeah, not to mention how he humiliated President Obama up until a month before he decided that he was a citizen. He humiliated him for 8 years. I mean, it's just ridiculous the way that he operated. But I would like everybody to know today, once you watch national news here in Phoenix, they had a riot with all the Mexican and everything because they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen to them as far as deportation and everything because he threatened to rip up that the immigration law that he has in place. Now a lot of them are scared. They don't know what they're going to do with their kids. They don't know what they're going to do about their parents. They don't want to go back over to Mexico. They feel like they're a lost cause. So all the schools turned out today, and they marched to the Capitol. I didn't realize that until I turned the TV on this afternoon.
Mm.
Well, you
well,
know,
I
one thing
go.
Here in one thing here in South Carolina. Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead.
One thing here in South Carolina.
Go on, Regina.
Hello.
Go
one ahead. Thing here in South Carolina. One thing here in South Carolina. The folks who are picking the peaches and working in the field, picking the fruit and the vegetables, those are the immigrants. Those are the Mexicans, or from Guatemala, or from all of those other places. So when he gets ready to talk about sending folk back, then these farmers are going to start rearing up and saying, oh, wait a minute, oh, no. On the flip side, that could put us back in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Well, I
don't think a lot of people have thought about this either. It's because what he want to do, they want to kill up and lock up all the black people. They want to send all the Mexicans back over on the wall. So if they do have a war, who's going to be fighting the battle? All the white kids and their little sons and their brothers and cousins, nobody had thought about that. Now that's where the problem going to come.
Yeah,
that's right.
Come here. All right, I got some additional callers. Let's 7354. Let us know what it is you're thinking about this new day with President Trump as our president.
Well, I talked to you earlier today, and you know, I'm thinking a million things, but I've gotten over the shock and disbelief. I've gotten over some of that, and I've decided that for me personally, I haven't been as involved as I need to be in anything, whether it's the Urban League, the NAACP, a fraternity, something to uplift my community, my people, set an example for somebody, even just so I can feel that I've contributed past me just voting, because that's what's necessary. Being involved with the process so that the next generation can understand the importance of what has been fought for and what has been what we've tried to do in this country since we've been here.
But, you know, you're right, Jerry. That's the thing I said, too. We need to start working right now and making our party, the Democratic Party, stronger. We need to start positioning ourselves to have a greater voice in our society. We need to galvanize our group, our voting bloc, and do what is needed to make sure that we are much more successful than we have been in the past. We cannot continue to be dormant and on the sidelines when it comes to politics.
You know, the interesting thing is when I listen to people say that the Democrats have taken the black vote for granted and as though the Republicans have done any kind of outreach ever for black people. So anything that's ever been accomplished in the modern times since I've been around, yes, it's come under Democratic leadership or positioning. But if no one's done anything for us, who is to blame? It's us, because every other group holds people accountable. We vote Obama in and then sit on the side like he's supposed to wave a magic wand and everything is supposed to be all right. That's not the reality of the world. It's definitely not the reality going forward. So we can sit back and we can say, oh, this ain't going to happen, it ain't going to matter, and this, that, and the other, and we're going to be continually left behind until we get involved and get active.
Amen.
We can't wait till the last minute to get people registered to vote. We have to go out there and start now and make sure we make a difference or make changes in the next election for the Senate and the House. We got to elect some governors. We got, you know, I did not realize, Derek, that we have less than 20 Democratic governors.
Yeah, that's the part that bugs me out about the who's angry. These states have legislatures and governors that are Republican. So if they're angry, your leadership is Republican in all these states. So how are you angry with anybody other than your local leadership? Yet they keep getting the positions and keep getting voted in, but they keep talking about they're angry. Who are they angry at? But you're right. We need to get involved and take over some of these things and stop sitting around here and waiting on somebody else to do it for us. And I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying it's just something needs to be done, and we have it within our power. And if we try and we fail, at least we can say we went out there, we busted our butt, we went to the polls, everything. Then we can go to sleep knowing we gave it our best. But if we don't have the numbers, we don't even try, we're apathetic, all of that, then those people need to shut their mouth. Like the lady said, go on out there, get you some oranges and grapefruit to start picking, and shut your mouth, and just get you a shack and live out the rest of your days.
You're right. We have to take it to another level. We can't allow not to be a learning lesson. This is a lesson. Well, we got to learn from it, and we got to move on, and we got to make sure that next time comes time to vote, that we're not apathetic to what's in our best interest. Now, we want to give Donald Trump has won, and I want to go on record as saying we need to give him an opportunity to see if he's going to be the president for all the people, and we need to call a spade again. When he does something wrong, we need to yell it out and scream it out. But we should not be an obstacle in his way of change. If his change is going to be positive for all Americans, then we need to embrace it. But if his change is going to erode the rights of minorities, we need to jump on it right away.
Well, we'll see. They didn't, for 8 years, our president has done everything he said he was going to do, and he tried to do everything he said he was going to do with the amount of obstruction that has rarely been seen. So I'm just going to have to wait and see. Just going to have to wait and see on that one.
You know, DJ, this might be a good topic for you.
Go ahead.
This might be a good topic for you. This might be a good topic for you next time too. The football player Colin Kaepernick, the one who's been taking a knee on the sideline every time the national anthem is being sung. How about he didn't even get up and go vote? Now, so what was all this kneeing about and stirring all this about? And yet he, like Derek said, he did absolutely nothing. So what was taking the knee going to do for the country? And he said on TV that he didn't even go vote. So how is that going to change anything because he took a knee now? So now it's a laughing stock that he just took a knee and didn't even go vote. But this is the guy that's fighting for black people because he was saying he was doing it because of the racial stuff that's going on in the country. But he took a knee, but then he didn't go vote.
Well,
how does that help us in any kind of way?
We have to be a positive part of the system. We cannot believe that the system is rigged. We got to believe that our vote counts, and we got to vote on a regular basis, and we got to support those people who need our support. We got to put our money where our mouth is and not hold back the funds that are necessary to elect the people that we want to be in office. So we not need to support people with our votes, and we need to support people by giving them financial support. Joyce, what are your thoughts about that? Do we have to be involved on every level?
Exactly. Plus, I think as far as the football player, he may not know that the importance of how important it is to vote. A lot of our young people didn't vote out there, and I was really surprised. I asked a lot of people, young kids out there, did you vote? Who of age? They say that they forgot or they didn't register in time and the whole bit. Poor excuse. To them, they don't know the struggle. You know, it's too lackadaisical. He's fighting for one cause on one level that he really know a lot about and believe in. But then on the flip side of that, he don't know the real deal of your cause or our cause or what we really think that is so important to us. That's why communication got to be key, particularly to our young people. We got to keep communicating to them, let them know why they are here, what their purpose is, and what we fought for and how important it is that they do go vote, regardless of whether you think it's important or not and what that really means. And you got to show up. You got to show up on the local level. You got to show up on the national level. You got to do that. So.
And like Derek said, we have to get involved in some of these organizations and try to help them to know that we need them doing registering people to vote all year long, every day for the next 4 years, and not wait till the last minute. We have to be proactive. Okay. We need to be proactive, not just respond to things, but we have to live a life that makes us proactive to what's going on in our society.
Well, you know,
what are your plans? Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, no, it's such an overwhelming everything about this. But to hear you say that somebody said that they did not vote, and it's. I told you this morning, it's not about Hillary Clinton. It's bigger than
her.
That's
right.
You got the three. You got the House, the Senate, the executive, and then you got the Supreme Court. These people are not paying attention when they're saying Black Lives Matter, and these people are saying what the police are doing are okay. You got Giuliani, you got Trump, who are pro-police. You think Black Lives Matter got a sympathetic ear anywhere with all these people being Republican and pro-police?
No.
And pro-Second Amendment and pro-gun? They're going to make it easy for these people to pop you and get justified for doing it. It's bigger than her.
Hello.
And when you try to make it about her only, you have missed the point, short-sighted, and all your goals may not be reached because these people are going to set us back as much as they can. And they're going to try to wipe out the last 8 years of goodwill like this man was never in office.
Exactly, exactly. It sure is. You got it. And they said that today, that that's their number one goal. And he said that they have the control in both of the houses, and all they need now is to take it, the signature, up to the president, which will be Trump. They said that. That's their number one. Within the first 99 days, they're going to get rid of that, Obamacare. That's his legacy, at least one of them. It's ridiculous.
But that's what they're going to try to do.
I think we fell her sisterhood. Everybody said they wanted a change. They want a change. Well, good grief, she's a female. She would have been a change. We've had nothing but males up there. We at least should have given her a chance. The sisterhood who could have really put her over. We just failed her in
all
a
right.
lot of ways.
We really did. I see we got Audrey on the line. Audrey, what are your thoughts about today?
Today?
Yeah, about this new
day.
Our president now is going to be Donald Trump.
Yes. Well, I think, as I have said before, is this is just 2008 in reverse. And people wanted a change, and I did hear Joy saying that Hillary would have been a change because of her gender. However, Hillary is still associated with the older legacy of our country. I mean, she has 30-plus years. So what people are saying when they want to change is that they don't want Democrats to take votes for granted. I think that was loud and clear. I think that people came from the woodworks of voting that hadn't voted before, who had felt suppressed, meaning that the white male group that felt that minorities were taken over and they were no longer having a voice. It was very clear that Trump let them know that he would be their voice and they would be a voice, and that's how they and why they came out in huge numbers. We are going to have to go through a healing process. It's disappointing, but, you know, at all times we should trust and depend on the Lord. And we say that we adhere to Scripture, and one of the Scriptures say that we walk by faith, not by sight. And we just have to trust and believe that, you know, the one who really is in control, I don't care, no man has control over what the Lord can and will do. And we as a people have gone through something much, much worse. I know my family, we kind of did an election watch by text last night, and I really enjoyed that experience. And then today my brother was saying some of the presidents who had been associated with being Ku Klux Klan. And so that is a reminder to us that we as a people, we have overcome. And I know I can say, coming from Mississippi, we have some experiences of knowing who's who, what's what, and that kind of stuff. Will it be a struggle? Is it disappointing that a lot of what was achieved under the Obama administration will be lost or discarded? Yes, but I do believe that no matter what Trump has said, you know, it's in order for this country to be the great country that it truly is, it will require people to become more unified and work together. Now, they clean sweep everything. And so, in essence, if anything can be done, he won't be able to say it's because he didn't have the support of the Congress. It's not because he didn't have the support of the Senate. And it won't be because he didn't have the opportunity to select up to three Supreme Court judges. I mean, that's our whole system. So It's an exciting time. That's all I can say. It's an exciting time.
Well, Andre, I will not use the term exciting, but it is a. It's going to be interesting.
Well, that's the way I have to look at it. I have to look at it like that because otherwise, you know, you'll get depressed. And I'm not going to let this stuff depress me. I had a headache last night trying to stay up and watch it and going back and forth is a mess. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let a situation control me. So, yes, I still stick by the word. It's exciting.
They say I got to disagree with her whenever you let me get in.
Okay, well, go ahead, Derek.
I must respectfully disagree with you on a few points when you say that. I keep hearing that white men are voiceless and Donald Trump has let their voice be heard. I'm not sure how they became voiceless. I'm not sure who stopped them from talking. I'm not sure what it is that someone has done to them that made them be voiceless so that Donald Trump can hear their voice. When Obama came in 2008, he came in under a banner of inclusion, and the reason why everybody was so optimistic was because he was saying, this is America for everybody, come along, let's move forward. That was not taking anybody out, that was not pushing anybody away other than the power structure, but it wasn't saying nobody, you can't be involved, it was saying everybody can be involved, and the old guard got mad. So the old guard is coming now to vote saying somebody's talking to them. Well, I want to know how a billionaire who suppresses these kinds of people, who takes jobs and send them across the water and everywhere else, is talking for these people who talking about people taking their jobs and sending them somewhere else. I don't see how he's talking for them. And the second part about that, if this is their thing, they've come back with the votes and they've come back with something to say, they better enjoy this, maybe the next election. But I told DeShay earlier, the Hispanics are coming. The quote-unquote legal ones are coming. Their numbers will come. And when they do, that old guard vote, they better say bye-bye to it. And if black people don't get involved, we're going to say bye-bye too.
Well, let me respond. I think part of the reason why they said that they no longer have a voice is, I guess we should put voice in quotation, and you're exactly right, it's the power structure that they're talking about, because it wasn't about inclusion when it comes to them. It's their focus is always about power and stuff. So when people of color start having opportunity as far as being in this inclusion, at that point they view that as their voice not being heard because their voice wasn't dominant. And so the key piece, the code, if you would, is that by being voiceless or whatever or having their voice heard, it really means their voice being dominant again. Now, one thing about it, you're exactly right. Obama went in and wanted to be inclusive. And I was disappointed myself when he was first elected in 2008 because I was hoping that he had an opportunity to run things with the support position to pass it, but he chose the route, as you mentioned, to be inclusive. And to me, that was an opportunity for us that didn't occur. However, he's still my president. I voted for him both times. If I could, I would vote for him again if he were to run, but that's not the case. So that's what that voice piece of it is. As far as our future is concerned, as upset as we are, and we'll get over it. It's disappointing. It's painful. But the thing of it is, then we have to say, well, what will we do about it? Because, like you say, our time will have to come because these 4 years, we'll see what happens. But then do we have a strategy in place? Obviously, if Hillary Clinton was the Democratic nominee and that was what we had to offer, who do we have positioned or prepared in the Democratic Party to come up and really represent? And at this point, I don't see anyone or know of anyone. So I think you're exactly right. Our time will come unless we get you know, sidestepped and overruled by I think you mentioned the Hispanics and the Latinos and everyone else. The blacks always keep falling farther and farther down. But I think we just have to come now with a strategy, and as you talk about being inclusive to the point where people feel that, you know, the parties really in their favor, because a lot of people voted against Hillary, yes. But
let's get George back in there. I know George had some things she wanted to say. So, George, you got kind of ran over there. What were you going to try to say after Derek made his statement, George?
Well, what I was going to say is that that's the reason why they didn't put Hillary in power, because the white man is threatened, which you said that's what he wants, his power. And he felt that if Hillary first, it was Obama, if they would have put Hillary, you would never see a white man back in power for a long time, because right after Hillary was going to come, a Hispanic. And that scared the hell out of them. So therefore, that's why they drained the swamp. When he drained the swamp, that means they came from out of the woodworks. You got to take back charge of your race. And on CNN today, that's what they definitely said, that was the white man's way of showing you that he still had the power. And that's why they pushed her. Her whole sisterhood did not bring her up. I mean, this is the time where every female, regardless whether you liked her or not, should have put her in power and let a woman be in charge for a change.
All right.
Michelle Obama will be that person that we'll be looking to within 4 years. She will be that power that we need to come back up.
Kathy,
you heard it here
first. We're entering our last thought. Kathy, what would you like to say? What is your last thought for today?
Whew.
Are you there, Kathy?
I just like to say, whoo, and pray.
All right. Lorenzo, what are your last thoughts for today?
My last thoughts is I'm just happy to be an American. I'm grateful for Obama, because I really wasn't in politics until he got in the office. Even though now we know that their first thing is to make Obama look like he didn't do anything, because they already said he's the first Democratic president who got no Democrats elected, you know, so they're already trying to bash his name. And I'm just glad that I was part, and I was still here to see a black president.
All right. Joyce, give us your last thought for the day. We've got 15 more minutes remaining. What is your last thought for the day, Joyce?
Well, we got to remember that even though that within the first 99 days that they plan to get rid of his legacy with Obamacare, you got to remember that he's done something that no other president did, and that was that he got Hussein. He got his man. So we got to keep reminding that he did do something, and that will be part of his legacy amongst some of the other things, but that's the most outrageous to have him in office. But he couldn't get everything done that he wanted to because he just didn't have the help.
All right, Regina, what is your last word?
Woo! I can say that I'm happy that all of this has occurred as it has, because it has shaken us from our heaps of complacency. I've heard you say that you don't see where we have leaders. Well, now, just as during the 50s and the 60s, leaders were raised up. Martin Luther King did not intend to be a leader, but they called upon that black, young black preacher over there to lead something that was going on in Alabama. We're going to start calling on our young black leaders to stir up, to rise up, and to become leaders in what is getting ready to be a war. It's going to be a war for us to rise to where we were before this election occurred. And the last thing I'd like to say is that for the next election, it will not be a black people or a Mexican people. It will be people of color people of color, not one nationality, but we're going to all come together to take back or to make America great again and to take Donald Trump, his cliche or his whatever, his saying. We're going to make America great again, but people of color, all races, will come together to do it.
All right, Derek, what is your last word for today?
Well, my last word, you know to say, man, you've had lots of discussions over the years about various things, and I'm not going to bash religion. I keep hearing people say they're going to pray and all these other nice little religious sayings. That's all fine and good. What does it say? Faith without works is dead. All the prayer is fine. Keep praying. But until we get up and do something, until we get up and do something, we are going to be left behind continually till we change our mindset about how things are and about how the process is. We're going to be left behind. We need to get up. We need to move. James Brown made a song called Everybody Get Up, Get Into It, Get Involved. And that's what we need to do, period, on every level, from local to state, school board, county commissioner, city commissioner, everything. Or we'll be left behind, and we won't have anybody to blame but ourselves, especially if we don't take it upon ourselves and upon our backs to move forward. And like the lady said, leaders will rise up. Somebody will come up who didn't intend to do it, and he or she will be thrust out and move forward. And we need these little pockets of leaders all across the country, but it's not going to happen sitting at home with the remote in our hand.
Amen.
All right. Audra, what is your last word?
What an exciting time to be alive. I agree with all that has been said. I know that leaders will rise up. I know that we have to act, but through prayer is the way that we will be led and guided to act accordingly and properly. But this had to occur. You know, sometimes negative is required in order for us to get stronger and pull from this. I just feel that this is an opportunity for us to identify what our strategy will be so that we can come back and come back even better. So I'm thankful for the opportunity of living in this exciting time. And about President Obama's legacy, that's up to us to allow it to die or not. Because if we look at our Jewish brothers and sisters, they have a historic way of making sure that their history is told. It's our responsibility to make sure that they will not be able to take away that this president had a two-term series, and that will not be sketched out of our history book unless we allow it to do so, be so.
There you go.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Lorenzo, what is your last word?
Oh, I gave you mine already.
All right. Well, guys, I want to tell you, I appreciate your support, and I recognize that we are in this thing to win it, and that this was a temporary setback. We're going to support America in those things that are worthwhile and that are best for all Americans. We are not going to allow our rights to be eroded. We're going to make sure we expand the process that is necessary for us to move forward. We're going to hold Donald Trump accountable for what he said. Our schools are going to be better. Our streets are going to be safer. Our economics, those jobs are going to come back. Those are the things he promised. And if he don't do what he said, we're going to hold him accountable. We're going to make sure this platform stays alive to make sure that he is held accountable for everything he said. And if he does take one mistake, one misstep, he's going to be held accountable for it. He better make sure that he knows that his legacy is on the line. This is James Tinashe, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we're going to make sure that our voices are heard loud and clear.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jayon Gray. got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
You